Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yandhan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Moscow on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria. Supreme Court asks Centre and National Testing Agency to file report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case. National Testing Agency releases answer key for Gomon University entrance test undergraduate. And Deputy Commissioner Walker informs that the radial gates of Doyang Dam are likely to be opened to release excess water in a controlled manner. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria. He received a guard of honor at Moscow airport. Modi, taking the social media platform X, said that he looked forward to further deepening the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two nations, especially in futuristic areas of cooperation. He said stronger ties between our nations will greatly benefit our people. During the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will interact with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation level talks. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and National Testing Agency, NTA, to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. The Apex Court has asked the NTA, Centre and the CBI to submit their reports before it by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Bardiwala and Justice Manoj Misra was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The Chief Justice of India said the fact that sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He, however, said, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court has stated that cancellation of exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. NTA conducts the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test undergraduate or NEET UG for admissions to MBBS, BDS, AYUSH and other related courses in government and private institutions across the country. National Testing Agency has released the answer key for the Gomon University Entrance Test undergraduate CUET UG 2024. The window for students to challenge the answer keys is open till tomorrow. Release of answer keys sets the stage for the announcement of the results. The results are expected to be announced within a week. The answer key provides candidates with an appropriate idea of their scores and chances of admission to the 261 participating universities. For the first time, CUET UG was conducted in hybrid mode. For 15 subjects, the tests were pen-paper-based, while the other 48 subjects were computer-based. This year, over 13.4 lakh candidates registered for the Gomon entrance test for admission to undergraduate courses in 261 central, state, deemed and private universities. In view of the continuous inflow and rising water levels at Doyang, the Deputy Commissioner Walker informed that the radial gates of the Doyang Dam are likely to be opened to release the excess water in a controlled manner. As such, the Deputy Commissioner in a public advisory said, during the exercise, the excess inflow will spill over and flow through the Doyang River downstream of Doyang Powerhouse. Therefore, the public have been advised to stay away from the downstream of Doyang River by avoiding swimming, fishing, camping at the riverside or any other activities during the period when the radial gates are open. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Supreme Court directed the centre to frame a modal policy on menstrual leave for women employees by holding consultations with the states and other stakeholders. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Bhartiwala and Justice Manoj Misra today disposed of the PIL seeking menstrual leave policy and directed the Ministry of Women and Child Development to hold stakeholder meetings to consider framing a policy on the same. The bench said it is a policy-related issue and not an issue for the court to look into. Moreover, a decision from the court on granting such leave to women may prove to be counterproductive and detrimental as employers may avoid employing them. The top court further said that this direction will not stand in the way of the state government making independent decisions on the policy for menstrual leave. Nikozo Sokre was elected as chairperson of Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, while Krelevi Chusi has been elected as deputy chairperson. The decision was made during a meeting of the High Powered Committee for the Formation of ULPs in KMC held at NDPP's central office in Kohima. The committee comprises Salhotonio Kruse, the legislator in charge, and Minister for Women Resources, Development and Horticulture, Dr. Gekrelole Yome, Advisor for School Education and SCRT, Teye Kille Dachu, Vice President CEP, NDPP, and Prashile Benner, President of NDPP, Kohima Region, along with the elected councillors of KMC from NDPP. The NDPP holds 13 out of the 19 wards in Kohima. The election for the chairman and deputy chairman of Chibubozo Town Council was held at Deputy Commissioner's Office, Kohima today. Krelele Kerho was unanimously elected as the chairman. Similarly, Kekre Nino Zumu was unanimously elected as the deputy chairman. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikan congratulated the newly elected members and acknowledged the trust placed in them by the electorate. The DC urged the chairman, deputy chairman and the councillors to work collaboratively for the development of Chibubozo Town. Deputy Chairman Kekre Nino Zumu expressed commitment to serving with dedication and assured of their best efforts in fulfilling their responsibilities. Landslide, which occurred a few days ago at Gigwema village, Kohima, has damaged houses and completely cut off the road between Gigwema and Mima village. MLA Gebi Boti Sope, along with officials including STO Civil Jakama, Nokbai Konyak, EEBWD, Wapang Inba M. Jamie, and Kikwema Village Council Chairman Palie Kire, visited the landslide area to assess the damage. Sope took stock of the situation and instructed the officials to pursue the matter with the higher authority. Under the aspirational block program, Niti Aayog, the three-month campaign of Sampurnata Apiyan was launched today at Peshu village. Speaking at the event, Deputy Commissioner Noklak Ari Gumba shared on the importance of having a bank account in the present day and encouraged the gathering to open an account if they don't have one yet. Ari Gumba also appealed the various department heads to collaborate and help each other to achieve the three-month Sampurnata Apiyan program in the block. During the program, on-spot Aadhaar enrollment and corrective drive, Ayushman card generation, medical treatment for hypertension, diabetes, and stall for by SHG and different departments were displayed. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Moscow on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria. Supreme Court asks Centre and National Testing Agency to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case. National Testing Agency releases answer key for Common University entrance test undergraduate. And Deputy Commissioner Woka informs that the radial gates of Doyang Dam are likely to be opened to release excess water in a controlled manner. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.